Most of the educational games that are out there today are really flashcards, right? They're glorified drill and practice. They don't have the depth, the rich narrative that really engaging video games have, that the boys are really interested in. So we need to design better games. We need to talk to teachers and parents and school board members and politicians. We need to make sure that people see that we need more men in the classroom. We need to look carefully at our zero tolerance policies. Do they make sense? We need to think about how to uncompress this curriculum if we can, trying to bring boys back into a space that is comfortable for them. All of those conversations need to be happening. There are some great examples out there of schools that the New York Times just talked about, a school recently, a game designer from the New School put together a wonderful video gaming school, right? But it only treats a few kids. And so this isn't really very scalable. We have to change the culture and the feelings that politicians and school board members and parents have about the way we accept and what we accept in our schools today. We need to find more money for game design because good games, really good games, cost money, and World of Warcraft has quite a budget. Most of the educational games do not. Where we started, my colleagues, Mike Pettner, Sean Vasha, and myself, we started by trying to look at the teachers' attitudes and find out how do they really feel about gaming? What do they say about it? And we discovered that they talk about the kids in their school who talk about gaming in pretty demeaning ways. They say, oh yeah, they're always talking about that stuff. They're talking about their little action figures and their little achievements or merit badges or whatever it is that they got, you know, and they're always talking about this stuff. And they say these things as if it's okay, but if it were your culture, think of how that might feel. It's very uncomfortable to be on the receiving end of that kind of language. They're nervous about anything that has anything to do with violence because of the zero tolerance policies. They are sure that parents and administrators will never accept anything. So we really need to think about looking at teacher attitudes and finding ways to change the attitudes so that teachers are much more open and accepting of boy cultures in their classrooms. Because ultimately, if we don't, then we're going to have boys who leave elementary school saying, well, I guess that was really just a place for girls. It wasn't for me, you know. So I've got to do gaming or I've got to do sports. If we change these things, if we pay attention to these things and we re-engage boys in their learning, they will leave the elementary school saying, I'm smart. Thank you.